suficiente para llevar todo eso adelante. Yo cuesta mucho más dinero que la
When
mitad
we
del
look
piso,
at
¿entiendes?
like how Jesus preached,
Pero que
spoke,
me explica el psiquiatra que en
taught,
esa fase de manía,
which we can see from the scripture,
normalmente ya la primera vez que lo ocurre
Matthew,
una persona
Mark,
se
Luke, John, and especially
es común,
these days,
¿sabes? O sea,
the Bible,
hecho, tiene
which
nombre
has
bíblico, que es
wherever Jesus spoke,
sí.
the text,
sí,
the, wherever he spoke
pródigo.
Is in red.
Ah. Right.
So in a way it's easy to see, like immediately, oh, okay, here's, what did he say, how he spoke, and when we look at it, it's, we will find very interesting discovery, because, like, okay,
now,
since the printing press and the Bible was printed, became
o se va y empieza a jugar al casino,
cheaper.
Cuando antes de su vida no había jugado
so
nunca.
Bible became very available to all homes.
Se puede destruir en todos los
and Christianity,
¿sabes? O sea,
normal way became of the teaching was teaching from Bible, and then the students they will be reading from the Bible. Bible studies,
a la ruina económica me llevó
seminars
después
from the Bible base.
De caer la fase depresiva,
so,
con la cual
and even TV teachers,
trabajar,
they will be open the Bible and okay, let us go to Matthew
right,
or
right,
Isaiah, bueno, this place, that place,
no
and then everybody will follow, take notes.
De gastar dinero al loco, ¿sabes?
Yeah.
No fue tan larga so, el tiempo como para arruinarme.
So it becomes like a common, like it's like okay, that's how
último,
teaching should be done
avanzada,
because
pues
that's what
delirios,
everybody does.
Delirios,
so,
ya con
but
con,
when we look at the scripture,
¿sabes?
So that's why
con
it is scripture is for doctrine, reproof, correction, you know, which is instruction, righteousness. So
Dios,
we look at that
and
see Jesus, the master teacher. How did he teach? How he communicated? What
yo
his manner was.
Leído, que me acuerdo, que era 22,
then sometimes
24, donde yo leía
it's good to just see the red place,
mí,
red text.
O sea,
just to go and really think like,
salado,
how did
¿sabes?
He do it?
O sea, que eso es lo que se
was he doing it like today's Christian world,
la,
the way
realidad,
teachers taught? Or
y ya hay, pues,
different.
Gracias a Dios, acabé en el hospital.
So when we look at it, then we will discover very interesting things.
En el hospital, lo que te dije antes, ¿sabes? O sea, me
that
metieron tal cantidad de química para bajar.
He would be just speaking.
Que se pasaron de la raya. Entonces, al salir de allí,
even
en una fase de depresión,
in certain places where we know that this was teaching.
En la que no me importa decirlo porque
like,
sois mis hermanos.
Like Sermon on the Mount, we know it is.
A esto es
it's a teaching. And there are certain places
porque
where he talks about,
todo,
like John chapter
rifle,
maybe 15, 16, 17, somewhere
bolsa,
where Jesus will talk
línea,
about, I will send you the Comforter.
Campo,
and so he'll be talking and talking and talking. So he's speaking
rifle,
flawless,
robe,
flawless.
Y allí pegarme un tiro
not
en la
like
cabeza, cabeza,
today
¿sabes?
In the Christian world,
claro,
mostly,
o sea,
many times. It stops. Okay, let's go to.
¿Qué me salvó de suicidarme? Dios.
Then he will read the quotation. Like he will read one
dije,
verse
no
and quotation.
A Dios esto, porque
he will give something.
Poder de Dios.
That teacher will say
si
some his
en medio,
comments.
No más,
and then go to another quotation.
Es negar el poder de Dios.
And then quotes. And then.
El que Dios le puede sacar de aquí.
But we see. Wherever Jesus spoke, like many places, it's red. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. He did that less, very less. The quotation. But quotation, he just spoke. He never read.
He
just quoted.
He read in the synagogue.
Yeah, that was when he went to a synagogue in Nazareth. And it was Jewish synagogue like a way to complete reading of the Old Testament in 1 year. So every synagogue had the reading time. So people will come, like Jewish people will come, and they will listen. This Sabbath is reading from here to here. So some scribe will open the scroll and read. That was a reading. But not expounding. Reading. Reading of the text. And then closed, like Jesus read. Scribe gave him Isaiah. It was not that Jesus said, okay, I want Jeremiah. But he said, no, Isaiah. Wasn't the case. Like, the scribe knew that this time the reading was from Isaiah, this to this. So he handed over the scroll of Isaiah to Jesus, and Jesus found the section, and he read. And after reading, he closed it, returned the scroll, and then he sat down. And he said, this day this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. That's what people are shocked.
Oh.
You mean you are saying you are the Messiah?
Right.
Yeah, like, we know who you are, the son of Joseph. So they're really angry, actually. And in the Jewish synagogue, they always, each synagogue had a seat. And that seat is the Messiah's seat. Nobody sat. The Messiah who was to come would sit. So Jesus sat at that chair also. So they were irritated. We know him. He's the son of Joseph.
He said, first,
this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And how dare you sat on this chair? So they were very against. That's why Jesus spoke such a reproof afterwards. To no one that Elijah was sent to no Jews the time of the drought, 3 years, except to this Gentile widow woman. And like he's saying, see, prophets was not sent to you. Like, so that made them more angry. So finally they were so angry, so took him and wanted to throw him down the cliff. To finish him. They thought this guy is a blasphemy. He's a false Christ. Like he's claimed to be Messiah, but we know he's a liar. So the best thing for us to do is finish him. But scripture said he just walked in between and left.
So,
but so there was one record that Jesus read from the scroll, but no other places. God shows in the scripture that he read from the scrolls, no other places. So we need to think, why? Because today we see the normal way is that's how you teach. Means you have the scroll, the Bible, and teach from the Bible, the scroll, the quotation. We will quote and then go to another, you know, theme of the topic, and then we go to another quotation, and another quotation, another. That was the base. But when we look at the scripture, and especially where Jesus was speaking, many places he's spoke. Some section is teaching. Some section is just speaking like a discussion, Pharisees saying something, like when a blind man and dumb man was healed, then Pharisees said, oh, you are casting out devils with Beelzebub, prince of the devils. Then Jesus would answer, like inspiration, like he wouldn't say, okay, wait a minute, I will bring the scroll and start teaching to the Pharisees who knew the scrolls. No, he's speaking totally different way, like
A las 5:30 de la tarde vas a recoger al compañero.
Would cast out devils with the prince of the devils.
Y luego vuelves a tu casa a las 6 de la tarde.
How will your children
cast out?
Because I am using this the big shot. Then who are you going to use? And he said, if I will do that, then the devil's kingdom is divided. But I am casting out devils with the finger of God. Yeah. Okay, then we could also think, where is Jesus getting this information? If there's a smart Pharisee who could ask him, chapter and verse. He could say, Jesus, chapter and verse. Where are you talking this point?
Right.
Because there's no record of something like this in the Old Testament. The things that Jesus spoke, 90% is not from the Old Testament. Say 10%, he puts quotation, but quotation is very short. Sermon on the Mount. It's people know that this is a, it's a big teaching. Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, big teaching. And the starting of the Sermon of the Mount, the scripture says, he opened his mouth and said, blessed is the poor in spirit. They shall, I don't remember, but see God. So he'll be speaking like bless, 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 like that. Where are you quoting? There's no place. But the truth is there. Blessed is the person who is humble, poor in spirit. Yeah, we see something like that in the Old Testament, but exact word is not there. So he's just open his mouth and speaking. And where he talks about regarding the law, and he will start to say in the Sermon on the Mount, he will say, you have heard by them in the old times that thou shalt not kill. Very interesting way Jesus says, you have heard from them, those, in all times. He could have said in the scripture, say, but he's saying like that. So we can think like, in all times, thou shalt not kill. But, then he says, but I tell you. And then he goes on beyond.
It's different. No, it's not different, but it's, as you said, it's beyond.
Beyond. So beyond. So somebody could say to Jesus, hey, wait a minute, Jesus. Chapter and verse. So many places, take no thought what you shall eat, drink. Like he's just coming up his new thing. Not from there. Sower went to sow. Some seed, sower went to sow seed. Some, so he, it was a parable, and some seed fell on the stony ground, some fell on the thorny ground, some fell on the good ground. So, okay, now, from where are you basing your teaching? And we see from this how Jesus was doing this. And if you read in, from this angle, now, the place where Jesus spoke in red, it's easy to go. You don't have to read entire books. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And you will see, like, wow. He's talking very different way. Different teaching way. People do that today. And in fact, one of those red writing text section, he says, I do not speak of my own. He speaks like this. The words that I speak are not mine. What he tells me, I speak. In this section, he speaks like this. And also to disciples. Preach the gospel. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers.
Could you like some water?
Yeah. So cleanse the lepers.
Oh, yellow, I can have that.
Yeah. And cast out devils, raise the dead. Freely you have received, freely give. Come on, Jesus. Give me some bass. Like you were just coming out like that. And he says, harvest is plenteous, but laborers are few. Therefore, you pray the Lord of the harvest to send the laborers to his harvest. It's a new angle. This is also new. So, how did he speak? Is the point. Of course, he knew scriptures. He knew scriptures. But he was God-dependent. That's the main thing. God-dependent. He spoke the words that God gave him. Like we say, all scripture. It doesn't say all the word of God is inspiration of God. It doesn't say that. There's a difference. That's why God doesn't say that. All scripture is inspiration of God. So, inspiration of God, the man of God spoke. Man of God spake as they were moved by Holy Spirit. So, all this thing, that whatever written in the scripture came by inspiration. Paul, letter to Corinthians, it was inspiration from God. He spoke, and then dictation, writing. Oh, okay, writing, right, okay, okay. And then later they sent to Timothy, might have went to Corinth and read. The way that God brings out the very effective things, is by inspiration of God. So, Jesus spoke by inspiration. Peter on the day of Pentecost, standing up 11, inspiration, prophecy, speaking by the Spirit. Just like Jesus. No breakage. No. It's actually, okay, Isaiah, Corinthians. No, that time, no Corinthians. So why is God giving us this thing in Book of Acts? Why is he giving to us? Because the first century Christians, they didn't read Book of Acts. They didn't have to study Book of Acts. They were doing. But this thing is there so somebody to catch this point. Not just knowledge. Oh yeah, on the day of Pentecost this thing happened, they spoke in tongues. Oh, 3,000 souls are saved and like this. Oh good. And then we may teach like that. Oh, you know something? Day of Pentecost, open your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. And this, oh great. But how do you do that? Is what God is actually is more interested. How did they do? Peter spoke using the Spirit of God. That pierced the heart of those who are listening. Oh, wow. And they said, oh, Peter, what shall we do? And Peter told them, and they gladly received the word that Peter spoke. Not read, spoke. So Christianity has been kind of doing different things from what Paul did, what Jesus did. They were already having the Spirit of God. In fact, Jesus before ascension saying, you shall receive power not many days from now. And you shall lambano power when the Holy Spirit come upon you. Then you're my witnesses. So Jesus said, you are to use. Lambano means like using, manifesting, using. So when the Holy Spirit come, then you use this spiritual dunamis ability. Then you are my witness. Very simple way Jesus communicated, and apostles already practiced. They practiced something. it was not complicated theology, you know, something they said, oh, Jesus, we cannot do. It was so straightforward, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received for you. Okay, you guys go. 2 by 2. And they went, they did. They said, whoa, this is great. Even the devils are listening, obeying. They recognize your name. And they're going out. They came back very happy, excited. Whoa, this is amazing. So the apostles, having kind of seen these things, and Jesus is gone, and Jesus always taught them to depend upon God, the apostles. Ask, and you shall receive. He's not saying, okay, now you depend upon me, and I will teach you everything. But he even said that, I'll send the Comforter, and it will show you all truth, and it will remind you. So he's saying like this. And another thing is, from where did Jesus get this teaching? Jesus, you are talking from the air, like snatching the these topics from the air. You are not going to the scripture. It didn't have it. The Old Testament didn't have these things. So how was Jesus' manner of speaking, teaching? He went to God. He was not depending upon the scripture. He was depending upon the giver of the scripture who has more. And reconciled mankind directly to God. Now everybody is like prophet. More than the prophet. Sons and daughters of God. And Paul was saying, before the Paul's information came to writing church epistles, he was just speaking many, many years before. Signs, wonders, and miracles, Thessalonian word of the Lord sounded out when there was no writing. Paul already verbally this truth was very clear. And Thessalonians, who were totally new, today I heard Paul speaking. Wow, this is cool. So information is very simple, something very simple. And Paul stayed there like 5 weeks, 6 weeks max. He left Thessalonica. Goodbye. See you later. And no cell phone. Call me later if you have questions. It was not possible. Or write to me through the email. It was not also available. He just left. But he did this one thing. Got them to depend upon God. And show them you have access. Boldness. Confidence to the Father through the Spirit. So you go, he will give you wisdom, revelation of knowledge of him, that your eyes will understand, being enlightened. So you go to God. So Thessalonica in 2000 years ago, we were there, then there's no Bible. So it's very, very good, because we want to do and we want to see powerful works of God. Because God wants all mankind to be saved. All mankind all over the world. So that means new people, like Book of Acts, new people is to be daily saved. Even with, say, Peter's ministry, we can see addition, increase, multiplication. That's taking place in the scripture. Okay, let's look at Paul. Nobody got saved. No, it was not. It was also the same way among the Gentiles. Outreach and many people saved with signs, wonders, and miracles. So we could think, yes, many people are getting saved. And many people are walking with power. Peter, like that. So it's good to just see how did he do. How did they do? How did they speak, teach? And it's good to see the master teacher, master preacher. And just really go and take time, relax, take time, and just read that red text. just to go and see, what is he saying? What are the things he's saying? Is he saying and teaching like the way we are doing? Or different? Like, for example, in the area of healing, something God showed me when I start to see this, I ask God, okay, God, the healing things are not taking place. Like years ago, this was years ago, still no outreach, not like big significant outreach in India. And the way ministry crumbled down. And this thing came to my mind that in India also, we are not seeing people getting healed, devils being cast. So what is this? Like, I really want to understand God, like my prayers to God, that so that not only I understand, but I can show other people to be able to bring deliverance to the people all over the world. So this was my prayer. And God got me to look at the scripture, especially starting from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Normally we study, if we're going to study about healing, then we go to the first usage, you know, first occurrence of healing. So we go to the Old Testament. But somehow God just directed me to just go directly to the book of Matthew, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, which was actually a great thing, because there God started to show me that Jesus wasn't praying to heal. Our practice then, believers from our background, our practice was when we want to heal people, we pray to God. God, please heal this person. He has this and that. We are not seeing that kind of consistent healing and deliverance. So I had this question, and God got me to focus on Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and to see how did Jesus heal? What did he say or what did he do? And something came up. He was not praying at all. He said, stretch forth your hand, rise up and walk. Open your eyes, or, you know, like that. He's not praying. Zero praying. So even though from the scripture it's so obvious, because it is said like this, so it has to be that way. But the previous doctrine, theology, gets me, even I read it, I was confused. How you will do that? Because our habit was to pray immediately. Father, thank you. You know, and then heal people. Put our hand and say, Father, thank you, and this and that. But Jesus was not doing that. And other points that got brought up. He's always looking at faith. Faith. Thy faith have healed you. Or he will speak certain things and get them to make decision. The father whose son was possessed with like a epileptic kind of thing, and evil spirit will get him in water to drown him or throw him in fire, and the father is so troubled, and he goes to disciples first, but disciple couldn't do, just didn't get the result. So he goes to Jesus and said, I went to your disciples, but they couldn't help me, my son. If you can, please do something. So Jesus knows about this fine point. So he got him to go to the right direction. He started conversation before even all this discussion. Jesus would just start having discussion. He didn't immediately say, okay, Father, cast out the devil. He didn't do like that. He just had a conversation. Okay, how long ago this started to happen? And then this person started talking, oh, many years ago, and we are in so trouble. This devil is trying to destroy my son. And if you can help. So something came up. And Jesus said, ah, okay, that's the point. And so he said, if you believe, all things are possible. So got him to this right point. And this father didn't know about this thing. So, oh, yeah, I believe you can do this. I believe. But please help me, my unbelief. But now I know I'm going to expect it. Believe means like, okay, I'm going to expect that my son's going to be okay. God can heal my son. Because Jesus said, all things are possible to them that believe. So then he just engaged and cast out the spirit. And the son was okay. So these things started to pop up. And then I could share these things with Indian leaders and got them to practice. Practice. Okay, you do this way, this way. And we start seeing the results. People getting healed. Delivered. Oh, okay, good, good point. Evil spirits are coming out. And one of the evil spirit was that Bhupender went to Kanpur side, and he was invited by one of the families whose daughter had evil spirit attack. So he came over to this person's home and see, God is working. So these points also, like God was showing, like Jesus, just let God show. Say there are several healing of blind persons. But Jesus didn't do the same way. There's several different ways that he ministered healing to the blind person, and they were all healed, but some just he would say, okay, open your eyes, bang, it's okay. And some other person he would just spit on the clay, you know, soil, and then make a paste and then put it on this guy's eyes, and do you see? Then this person says, oh yeah, something, you know, I see people like a tree. And then again he would just, you know, minister healing. Then next time, oh yeah, I can see. Several different ways. So from the scripture we are learning that God can show us with different individuals what you need to do. You're inspired to do with somebody, this person, maybe different way. So that person's faith, if this person wants to be healed, then God knows how to increase their faith. And once they have faith to receive healing, then you just, such as I have, give I thee. Bang, you'll be healed. So in this one case, Bhupender went to this person's house, and the father was very troubled because his young daughter is possessed with evil spirit and violent also. 5-6 people, men, to hold. And she's more powerful, like that. So Bhupender initially thought, because it's the beginning, starting one of his first time to cast out evil spirit kind of situation. So he was thinking like, oh, this is a heavy case. But okay, he stepped out and start talking to the father. And one time he was inspired to ask this daughter to come. So father said, okay, come. So the daughter opened her mouth, but the spirit spoke to the father. Who do you think you are? Spirit, not the daughter. Spirit saying to the father, who do you think you are? Like, you know, order me. Order me. You're nothing. Order me. Like that. So Bhupender says, okay. And So Bhupendra said, okay, now you look at my eyes. He was inspired to do that. But the spirit tried not to look at him. But he said, look at my eyes. Then what happened? The hair, long hair, went up like exorcist. So Bhupendra goes, oh, like eyes became red. But he's just praying to God, speaking tongues. God, okay, God, now what to do? So he encouraged the father. Okay, this is nothing. We are with God. We are with God. He's so big. So he spoke to that spirit. Okay, now, henceforth, from this moment, you cannot stay in this girl's body and this house. So he commanded.
Tomas.
Not prayed. So we are practicing. Those is practice. Okay, now you order it. Because that's what Jesus said. In my name, throw the evil spirit out. Cast out the spirit.
Tomas.
So I was just speaking that in early days, as God showed me from the scripture, how Jesus healed or cast out devils. Till then, our practice was to pray to God. Okay, Father, heal this person. Okay, Father, cast out the devil. Like that. That was our practice. And in India also, in those days, we are not seeing signs, words, miracles, nothing. So, God put in my heart to look at the scripture and see how Jesus did. Of course, when we will study about healing, our practice normally is to go to the first usage, first occurrence. That means Old Testament. But somehow at this time, God showed me to go directly to the four Gospels. And I noticed that Jesus, he never prayed to cast out devils. But he definitely was paying attention to faith and desire. Faith and desire of the person who wants to be healed or family who wants that person to be healed. When somebody comes with faith, which you could observe, you could see also, the leper who came to be healed by Jesus, there was a crowd of people and leper was not supposed to go among the clean people. According to the law, they have to stay periphery, not to enter into this proper healthy residence. They have to stay. They're like an outcast. Now this leper, to come inside this multitudes that was following Jesus, it's a life and death situation. A crowd, clean Jews, could have stoned him to death because he was not supposed to be there. But he decided to go. Go all the way up to Jesus. And because he was leper, people went away. You know, like there was a path, pathway, like, oh, you know, like that. And then he was in front of Jesus. And he says, okay, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. He had desire, he had faith. You can make me clean, but I have this one question. Maybe healing is for the clean people, not the lepers. Maybe lepers are a different category. So he just put forth this question. If you will, I am like this, I'm a leper. But if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus' inspiration moved with compassion and held him. And said, I will.
Touch him.
But actually it was embrace him. Embraced him. Uh-huh. And he said, I will. And the text is, be thou clean is the one word. Clean. He said, clean, one word. And he was cleansed. And he told him, okay, you go to the priest in the temple and let them examine you, because he needed to do that for public confidence. Because the priest will certify him, oh, okay, you're clean, this is according to the law. Then he can openly go.
And everybody will accept.
And everybody has to accept. So that's why Jesus said, okay, you go to the priest, show to him, and do things according to the law. So he went there. So anyway, from the scripture, it was shown. How did Jesus do? So now come to this point of how did Jesus teach and preach? It also came up at certain point. Because our manner, Christianity manner, of teaching, preaching, is we open the scroll, Bible, and then we quote verse. We have a topic, then we will go to that topic verse, and we quote. And then, okay, let us open, okay, let us go to next verse, and then quote, and then we speak something, and then go to another verse, like that. So we see that in Christianity. This is very common. Just like healing, it was very common, everybody prayed. Even TV pastors, they pray, oh, Father, this guy is maybe more theatrical. Heal him, and this and that, and, you know, like that. But going to the scripture, you can see. And earlier, I was just speaking with David and Patricio earlier, that if we will read, say, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. But just before going to that, why I went to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John for healing, later I understood, because if I had gone to the Old Testament, they prayed for healing. I forgot which king, but Abraham said, Sarah is my sister. This king then said, okay, I will marry her, something like that. Then what happened? His household became sick, something, problems. And he saw the dream, the king saw the dream. And you don't touch Sarah. You're going to be in trouble. It is Abram's, his wife. So this king got upset. Hey, Abram, why didn't you tell me it's your wife? So God told Abraham to pray for him and his family for healing. So in the Old Testament, it's like prayer. So if I had gone first directly to that, then I wouldn't recognize the difference. But God showed me, go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. That first thing, that way. The one who has given the authority to heal, power, authority. In Old Testament time, they didn't have that authority. So they prayed to God. But time changed. When Jesus came, the authority is given. Spirit of Jehovah God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel and heal those who are, you know, like that. Like, so we have that same authority. In my name shall they cast out devils.
Heal the sick.
If you lay your hands, the sick shall be made whole. Now, in the topic of the teaching, preaching, again, go to the Gospels and see how did Jesus teach, preach, speak. And it is very easy, actually, because some Bibles, not all Bibles, but some Bibles has where Jesus spoke is in red text. So if you have those, it's very easy. Just go like Matthew and keep going. And what is he saying? What is he preaching or talking or whatever? Then you will see that he just spoke. And also you will notice that though he quoted, it was few places when he spoke, few places, and very short. Not like the way we teach. We will read, okay, this verse, second verse, third verse, or sometimes we go whole chapter. He didn't teach like that. He just spoke. And the things that he taught was something that he kind of snatched from the air, not from the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. He's not speaking from the Old Testament, but he's speaking, sower went to sow seed. Or so many places, you will notice that he's just talking different things, not from the scripture, by inspiration, which you will see, like if you read this red text, just go over and see how is he teaching, how he did. Sermon of the Mount, you will see that, okay, Jesus, where are you speaking these points? From what is your base of saying that, but I say to you? He spoke about the Old Testament, and he said very interesting way also, which I said before, that you have heard of them in the old times, that thou shalt not kill. But I tell you. Okay, so where are you going? Where are you going? What is your base? So this way he was talking. I will destroy this temple, and 3 days I will raise it up. Oh. If you will eat my flesh and drink my blood, he's talking to these disciples. And afterwards, disciples got, oh, this is hard saying. What is he talking about? And stop following him. Many of them. When we look at this text in the red, we see, means I have read, so I can just say that he just spoke by inspiration. Mm-hmm. He was getting the what he would say directly from God. And the apostles, they're seeing how Jesus was doing. So on the day of Pentecost, Peter standing up with 11, and he also seamlessly spoke. And he quoted scriptures also, but just seamlessly. And
what seamlessly?
Seamlessly means like he didn't stop and say, okay, now give me the scroll of Psalms. The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. Everybody will just, okay, stops. No, but just
continue.
Even the scripture, how it came, was all scripture. This point is also very significant. Something God showed me. It doesn't say all the word of God is. It says all scripture is. So when God refers to writing, he uses this word scripture. He doesn't use this phrase, the word of God. But we have been saying, because this is what we have taught, so we say the word says, it is written in the word. It's like common. Are you reading the word? But scripture, if you see the Bible, then such phrase is absent. Jesus didn't say, it is written in the word of God. Paul never said, it is written in the word of God. It is said, it is written in the scripture. So scripture is the writing. And how thus writing came is, all scripture is inspiration of God. So it's an inspired utterance. like Jeremiah. Some of them said, how did this thing came? How this writing came? Then person who scribe Baruch said, well, Jeremiah just started talking. I wrote it down. How did you get it? Well, Jeremiah spoke and I wrote it down. So all scripture is inspiration. All inspired utterance, and it got written down. So inspiration comes from God. Like God gives the words. So if Christianity, first century, we see that when Paul began, and even Peter began, church epistle was not there. Old Testament was there, but Peter and apostles, no New Testament. But they were walking by the Spirit. And with power, the apostles gave the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the great grace was upon them. But according to their tradition, they just couldn't go to the Gentiles, the Jewish apostles and leaders. They just couldn't overcome that bridge. Peter, for a certain time, crossed the bridge, but then again came back. Experience with Cornelius and God showed me this and that, all. No respect of persons. Jews and Gentiles, they're the same. But he didn't carry this bowl all the way to the end. Then Saul came. Now Saul was tremendous Pharisee of Pharisee. Brilliant. He knew the Old Testament A to Z, Z to A. Perfect tradition and righteousness of the law. Blameless. Like incredible guy, but he didn't know the Messiah. Even with that zeal, he knew the scripture, everything. He didn't know the Messiah. He was fighting against the Messiah with a good heart. Really believed that these followers of the way is really bad guys. Causing trouble in this Jewish, our family. But God looks at the heart. And on the way to Damascus, bright light and experience with the Lord Jesus. Because Saul had the space for God, so God could do that. If he didn't, he couldn't do that. So he had. The results show that he had that kind of place. He just was amazed. Lord, okay, you are the Messiah. My goodness. I was on the left field, really left field. And immediately turn around, and he was willing to just really receive this truth and able to go to the Gentiles. He had no problem. He was able to receive. He was with God. God showed him. So those time, like early days, when Paul became a believer, and he started to preach, especially Barnabas and Saul, time of Barnabas and Saul. They traveled to Cyprus, and then after that to Antioch, Pisidia, Iconium, Lystra, Derbe, first missionary itinerary, no written church epistles. So how did they teach, preach? That's also a question. Or how the believers continued. But the answer is very simple. They turned to the living God. God has given this very powerful thing to us. The Spirit of God dwells in you. The Spirit of Christ. Christ in you. You have access, boldness. It is a very solid, this way from God and you and God. That's enough with God. God says, I will teach my people. I will write my law in their hearts. He's able to do. God who created heavens and earth and billion, trillion and trillions of galaxies, they're moving systematic way, not chaos. The physics on earth, still physics, law, atoms. Those things are also made with atoms, energy. So everything in order, system. So God says that we are God's masterpiece created in Christ Jesus. We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So being the masterpiece, and he's not able to communicate with us. Cell phone is better. Cell phone, oh yeah, then we can communicate. But with the masterpiece, God cannot direct us, communicate to us, give his wisdom to us. Is a error, big error. Actually, Christian world is not building that believers to that direction. If you say that, oh, you first need to know this and that, or you have to do this training, and then also said maybe you are not qualified to teach yet, you are not qualified to start a fellowship yet, so this believer is taught actually not God's doctrine but different doctrine, so they will not have faith that they can do like this. But in fact, Jesus said, those who believe on me, the works I do, you're going to do also. The way that Jesus encouraged the believers there was, just like I do, you can do. Just like I talk to God, you can do. So there's a doctrinal things. From the day one, Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit come upon you, so day one, lambano it, use this, and you shall be my witness, like guarantee, you're going to be my witness, not only in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, but on to uttermost parts of it, like big confidence, like teaching is very big, like a fire, like coal or fuel. So much fuel is given. And having this spiritual ability. Paul was encouraging the carnal Christians in Corinth. Corinthians were carnal. They are not using the Spirit of God. So he says, I don't go to you with carnal wisdom, world's wisdom. But I come with demonstration of the spiritual power, spiritual ability, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom, world knowledge, carnal experience knowledge, but the power of God. And explains that God has given to us his Spirit so that we can know the things which are freely given to us from God. So a person who has Spirit of God has very powerful and capable. And he says, don't try to depend upon your sufficiency. Don't think you are sufficient with your own carnal, physical competence. But your sufficiency is God's sufficiency. So when we are educating the believers to incline to God and allowing God to direct, give wisdom, Paul says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Paul was speaking those days before writing so many places, he was saying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spiritual wisdom and revelation of knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. He's directly getting people to God. Direct. You go to God. You have access. You have boldness. So he was just pumping these things to build a new person's confidence. Oh, I can go to God. Thessalonians, they turn from idols to the living God immediately. And then this new believers, Paul, having spent 5-6 weeks gone, no cell phone, no nothing, computers, the word of the Lord, and no scriptures, no church epistles then, the word of the Lord sounded out from these people. New believer and new leader. Leader also just new. And Gentiles. Not Jew. Gentiles. Few Jews turned to the living God, but majority was the Gentile believers. So, definitely then knowledge-wise, like biblical knowledge-wise, they didn't have biblical knowledge. But they were reconciled to God, who has the knowledge. Paul got them to introduce them to God, the Creator, who has all wisdom. We have the mind of Christ. Who knows the mind of Jehovah? Who knows the mind of Jehovah? In Corinthians, this is also in Corinthians. Who knows the mind of Jehovah? And how it is written is so that we can instruct others with His judgment. It's not like who will instruct Him, like we know we cannot instruct Him. We can instruct other people with His judgment, like Solomon. Solomon, he went to God. Though he was servant, he had spirit of God, and he desired to have go to God for wisdom. And God gave abundance of wisdom in righteous judgment and wealth. His country became such a flourishing, attractive, even better than Segovia. So with the aqueduct. Even maybe better than that. I'm sure better than that beauty and architecture of Segovia. That people from all over the world, they went to see the wisdom of and how the country was, the design of their clothes, fashion, the architecture, the way the road was, and you know, so many things. So we have that kind of capability. God is saying, you have this kind of capability. So you direct everyone to me. And in fact, Paul says, by inspiration, that our ministry is ministry of reconciling people to God. Our service to get people to God. And Paul did that. Thessalonica, he just got them to direct them to God. So they are God dependent. So he could leave. He said, okay, adios. And these guys took off with God. Not like, oh, my leader's gone. What shall we do? We should wait for him to come back for fellowship. And Paul returned to Thessalonica after 4.5 years. Meanwhile, end of first year, Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians, praising them. Oh, you guys are great. Wow. Amazing. So, when we will practice the way that Jesus did, this is by speaking, by inspiration. The scripture shows us how to do. It is not just knowledge. And we keep reading it, keep reading it, keep reading it. Even the church epistles which was circulated in the first century was not to the person. Like, okay, made copies and everybody read it in the morning. 7 church epistles, okay. No. Someone overseer, like Timothy, Silas, maybe Titus, carried this scroll of, say, Romans or scroll of Thessalonians, and then just read. But first it was sent to that place, which was needed that instruction or encouragement. So there somebody read in front of group. And they heard it, blessed. That's it. It was not something that they kept on studying. It was not available. It was scroll that Church Epistle was available with very few overseers. And the main thing that they encouraged everyone was, you have the ability. You are complete. You are seated at the right hand of God. No condemnation. You died with Christ. That old man and the new man. You are the new man. And walk by the Spirit. God is working in you. He is energizing in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He is putting in you every time His vision, desire, and then you walk in that. And how do you speak? How do you speak? And for example, when you meet someone, maybe outside or like somewhere, then that time you speak, right? You are not going to take out the Bible and say, okay, I'm going to read to you Matthew. But you speak by inspiration when you are meeting someone. And sometimes, yes, you may open the Bible, yes. But when you are speaking, we have that ability already. We are God's children, and the way Jesus spoke by inspiration, we can do also. Because in that, there is power. When God will speak through our mouth, that is Word of God. When God speaks from our mouth, is when God inspires us to speak His Word. That is quick and powerful. So we are, from day one, encouraged Indian believers, leaders, to do that right away. Like Jesus said, okay, when the Holy Spirit is upon you, please make sure to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. We don't do that. Mm-hmm. We just say, okay, you're ready to go right away. And get them to speak in tongues. And we say that, okay, open your mouth. God will speak through your mouth. So you can start your fellowship. How do I do? You ask God. Oh, okay. Like, please tell us how to conduct a fellowship. Please. Oh, God will tell you, and you do as God inspires you to do. Okay. So we get them to practice that quick. Not, oh, wait a minute, you have to keep coming to my fellowship and Blessed learn some more, seminar. And I'm going to give you more knowledge. No. And of course, it depends upon the desire of the new person also. But always there are ready ones. There's, okay, I want to go. I want to move with God. Okay, good. And then you, why don't you start fellowship in your area? Oh, I can do that? Yeah, you can do that. Okay. How do I do that? Then, okay, you ask God. Okay, what do I teach? You open your mouth. God inspires you. You speak. So, there are areas where 12 years is doing the fellowship of 250 people, adults. And this 12 years is speaking, and they're just really amazed. And signs, wonders, and miracles are taking place. Because Like when Paul spoke, Thessalonians thought, oh, this is not the word of man. This is God speaking. Because when God speaks from a child, like 12 years, they recognize something is just hitting them. Boom, 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 boom. So they are happy, blessed, healed. And these people are calling this 12 years, sir. Sir. And you go, oh, like I'm, like they come to leaders' meetings, certain place, areas that I visited. So this kid also came to a leaders' meeting, and older people is his leaders. And they're saying, sir. Oh, this guy, he's saying, sir.
this kid.
So God is no respecter of persons, and we just don't put the, like a ceiling. Okay, you're 12 years. Okay, wait. We don't give ceiling. Mm. The works that I do, you can do also, and greater. And through them, God is adding daily such as should be saved. So certain doctrinal things that we will look at, say, how did Jesus teach? Because this is a big point, very different. If you look at scripture and where the text is read, you will really start thinking, wait a minute. Jesus is not teaching like us. Very different. So we will notice this kind of thing. Then we can ask God. We begin to use God. Okay, God, you give me understanding. How do I do this? And how do I do this is very simple. Open your mouth, like speaking in tongues. Like we may say, how do I speak in tongues? We may come to this some section in the scripture. They began to speak in tongues as they
were led.
Inspired. God gave the utterance. Yeah, God. So first time if we read, we will think, okay, they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. How do I do that? I could read, but I don't know still how to. Then we go to God and ask, okay, God, show me. Like, I can read, but I don't know how to. So God says, you are my masterpiece. Like man makes cell phone and has so many apps and so many things. This one small thing can do. And if you will call this number, say your brother's number, sister's number, or mother's number, then it connects. They could be living in other country, like Johnny living in other, and voice is just like her, just like him. Like so far away in some way how it goes, but voice is, yes, this is Johnny's voice, not female voice comes, like mistake, something like physical, like law is not working in between this space. Just going to US, there's some area that there's something's not going to work. Okay. It's not like that. God made even the physically in such a way that this cell phone and we speak this voice and instantaneously this the other party can hear and recognize, oh, it's my dad. Yeah. And Skype then, so many people are listening. Able to listen. So if man can make something like that and work so accurately, then how about we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. So we kind of thought very little of incredible ability we possess, we have. His competence. Not to think of our competence, but to think of his sufficiency. We have his competence. He said, I have made, we have connection, and he is working in you. Paul said he is working, energized, energeo, that word, energeo. He's energizing in you, in us, in Creator, Almighty God. He's personally, he's energizing in you. So great energy, great thing is going on. We are energized. He is. And very interesting thing is, in English, like King James verse says, it is God who worked. Present tense, works. Mm. Present tense. Mm. In you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. But in Greek text, it is not in present tense. It is in present participle.
Well, present continuous.
Continuous, yeah.
It's not what's, present simple.
What is the present continuous in Spanish?
God is working. It's not
always.
His,
always.
Yeah.
Continuously.
It's like God works in you, but God is working.
Like I am running.
Continuously.
Yeah.
I am running. Then I am running. I run once a day. I run twice a day.
Believe it or not.
But when you say I am running, happening continually. Mm. I am eating, paella. I am eating, so I am eating. I ate paella, or
that's
I eat.
Fast,
yeah, I eat paella. Then means okay, you eat paella. Maybe once a week, maybe daily. But God's, how He put it in the scripture is, it is God who is working in you. So that gives again this dimension.
This continuous.
Yes, it's a continuous, like because we are God's workmanship. This cell phone is kind of working every time unless this power, battery runs out. Then, okay, it stops. But as long as it has the power, it is
working.
It is working. Mm-hmm. Continue. It's recording. It is recording. Mm-hmm. So God is saying, and Paul was saying this point, it is God who is working in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So, in other words, you don't worry. Don't think like, oh, what to do. He is working. Let Him work. In other words, let Him just keep doing. Don't think like you're lacking something.
Not getting answers.
Yeah, answers or this or that. Just
you eventually will.
Yeah, because He, the Creator of the heavens and earth, He is working. He makes tomato, so much tomato, so
yeah,
much
and you
olive.
Planted, and you planted the seed, yeah. But eventually, since it's working
yeah.
Eventually, you're going to see the planta, you're going to see the tomatoes.
This El Campo?
Campo Real.
El Campo Real, Campo Real, yes. The olive place.
The olive tree.
So much olive. God is able to do this. But His main focus is us. His main focus, all these things are our periphery for us. For us. But God's main focus is you, me. And He made us to sit at the highest location in the creation, at the right hand of God. So right hand of God is to rule, not to sleep. Some politicians may sleep at His seat, may not do the work. We are elected, we are chosen. When we did Romans 10, we were chosen. We are elected to enter into the tough parliament or the Congress or that rulership position. So each of us has incredible impact. Your thoughts, like God is giving us His thoughts. His thoughts, He's energizing. His thoughts, idea,
yeah.
If, as long as we are willing to take.
And that's how faith comes.
Yeah. We could block it.
By hearing
we could block it by our old tradition. Oh, I'm not worthy. Like some Roman Catholic teaching or religious world, different religions, they think we are not worthy. Yeah. We are sinners.
So we need to work.
To become good, better. So they block the truth, which is you are already ready. You don't start from minus coordinate, minus, but you are at the infinity. X, Y, Z coordinate, infinity, 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 the right hand of God, the highest location. We don't have to become better. Oh, I want to become better. I want to become
study more, get to know more, yeah, memorize more. And if you don't, then you feel unworthy. You feel you're not competent.
Competent, yeah.
Then of course you start limiting that.
Yeah. So.
You know, I believe you're talking about that position. Mm-hmm. And that position, of course, is a position of power.
Yeah.
But it's also a position of rest.
Yeah, yeah. Seated.
And we are entering into his rest.
Right.
And to be seated, we know it means that something was accomplished already for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're able to see. That's God sat when creation was complete.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has made you to sit at his right hand. Why? Because Christ accomplished fully something for you and I and me and everybody else that wants it. So it's a position of rest. And that's so important. That is so important. You know, first you have to acknowledge that the love of God is so complete and so big for you. We have to feel that we are loved by our Father. Really feel that we are loved. And once that is a reality in your life, then things kind of, you know, recognizing his rest, recognizing that you are really have given all the abilities, you know, to go out there and be the best for God, reconciling people back to God, which is something we want to do, which is something we all want to do. Then things are a little easier. Being, recognizing that you are seated out there, you know, at his right hand, and recognizing that he is your Father. We are his children, and he is out for us. He will do anything for us. And when I say anything, you know, he's made available salvation. And salvation is in every area of our lives. It's not, it's in our spirit, in our bodies, in our souls. Our minds are going to be sound. We're going to be prosperous materially. We're going to be healthy, very healthy. Because God already accomplished all that for us. And as long as we recognize that, we're going to manifest it in our everyday life. I don't know how I took over and sang I Just Live, but well, we can continue, right?
Yeah.
God also gives us words.
The teaching is one thing, and preaching is another thing. Preaching is when you talk from God. And teaching is when you are like a teacher, maybe a poor or whatever in the world. But when you preach, you talk through God. I learned from a preacher that it's not the same. Teaching and preaching is not the same. Preaching is when
you were telling me yesterday about
that. Like I said, that we should be like
the scriptures for men of God.
Ah, yeah, okay, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why the written scripture? What is there for?
Yeah. I think it was what you said before that when we say the word of God, we mean the Bible traditionally.
Yes.
Not only our ministry, but Christianity in general.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when the Bible says the word of God, it doesn't refer to the Bible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you go with a concordance, mm-hmm. say the word of God, the word of God, the word of God, very rarely is it referring to what is written.
The scripture.
Mm-hmm. Because you have the word logos, which is where we get the word logic. Mm-hmm. It's the logos of God. It's God's logic, God's way of thinking, God's reasoning. Okay. And then there's the word rhema, which is when you actually speak. When that verse says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that...
Rhema.
And that's also present continuous.
Yes.
Every word proceeding. That is
out of the mouth
of God. That's rhema. Yes. It's the actual speaking. Mm. Okay. And scripture, the word is graphe.
Graphe, yeah.
That's the written word. So the scripture is the logos of God in writing.
Right.
And the rhema, what we speak, as God inspires us, is the word of God by speaking. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both are the word of God.
Mm-hmm. So God calls the writing graphe. Writing is like graph. Graphe is the writing, scripture. So God calls the written scroll or Bible graphe, the writing. And this came by inspiration of God. And also, when we look at the scripture and really think, like look at that, where is it written? Is also significant. We know that it's written in 2 Timothy. Not Corinthians, Romans, like that, but 2 Timothy. So it's addressed to overseers kind of people. And also becomes very specific. 3:16 says, all scripture is inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men of God, okay, that the men of God may be perfect, truly perfected unto all good works. So that the men of God, it says kind of plain, the purpose of the scripture is to get whoever is this man of God kind of person to get the things correct. Doctrine, reproof, correction. So hold this thing right here. And now we will just look around the Christian world and see the practice of the Christian world. As we know that most Christian world is Bible-based, Bible study. Since the printing press and the price of Bible became cheaper, then mostly every Christian can have a Bible, and in the churches, groups, they teach from the Bible, and many people are encouraged to read the Bible, and pastors, they teach. But we see that although they're reading the same Bible, we see difference in doctrine, right? In Christian world, so many different groups, interpretations, and contentions. And when we will just think like, okay, are we seeing kind of Book of Acts among them or not? The Lord adding to the church daily such as should. Is these things happening with various groups? Maybe some, maybe. But like mostly, we are not seeing like that. But teachers are teaching. Bible teachers are teaching. Pastors are teaching. And they are studying. Fellowship, Bible fellowship is going on. So, question, like, then why? Because if they're reading the Bible, that the man of God may be perfect is applicable to this teacher, this pastor, this a whole bunch of people. Then, through them, great things are happening. Like Paul, Peter, signs, wonders, miracles. And by this time, word over the world. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Done. Christ has come back like that. But it's not happening like that. So then we will again read this thing. The man of God. Okay, who are the man of God? From the scripture again. And then we see, oh, okay. Moses was called the man of God. Nathan was called the man of God. David was called the man of God. So Samuel, the man of God. Timothy was called the man of God. Paul was the man of God. So we see kind of narrow down. God knows who is the man of God. He knows Moses was called the man of God. This guy was ready to hear. He was not confident to do that. You know, the assignment at the beginning. But God could convince him. He had that.
That kind of heart.
Yeah, kind of heart. I said, okay, then I'll go. You know, I feel like I'm not qualified, but he could receive God's encouragement every step. Oh, I cannot speak. I'll be with your mouth. Okay, Moses, I'll be with you. But still, I'm not confident. Okay, don't you have a brother? Yeah, I have a brother. Okay. He's going to meet you when you go back, and you'll be very happy. And you just whisper in his ears, and he's going to speak. Okay. So anyway, God knows how to get him going. So all it takes for God to get the things going, like, for example, this new doctrine, which came through Apostle Paul, it came with just one person who was willing to receive from God. This is an important point. The characteristic of person who's going to really benefit from the scripture is the one who will really open his heart to receive from him. For example, Saul, after he was saved, he didn't immediately decide to go to see apostles and elders in Jerusalem. He didn't go, but he went to Arabia somewhere, just spent time with God. And God revealed his son in him. See, God can do this. So to such a person, scripture will be benefited. He will receive the benefit of the scripture. Means that the man of God may be perfect. But if the person is happy with the tradition, this is how we are to do, this is the rule, then he may read, like Pharisees and scribes, Jesus said, okay, you're vainly searching the scripture. You're searching the scripture, and that you think you have eternal life. You're vainly. These people search the scriptures and so forth, but he couldn't recognize the Messiah who was right in front of him talking. So that's why I said, you think you have eternal life. So just because someone is searching, soul was like that before. But when he changed his heart to really open his heart to receive from God, okay, now you teach me. From now I will listen to you. You teach me. My understanding of the truth, which I thought as the truth, if you show me that it's not right, then I am willing to receive. Kind of decision, really decision with God, then God's going to start showing. When we will turn to this living God, then the reading of the scriptures. Paul was saying about reading of the Old Testament. When they will turn to the living God, then veil which was over their eyes, it will drop off. They could start see. But also the writing of the New Testament too, it applies. So who will benefit? That kind of person. This person will turn to the living God. And man of God is that kind of person. Okay, you tell me. I'm ready to move with you. Lean onto your understanding, not leaning onto my understanding, but I will lean onto your understanding. So we will then accordingly change the practice. Mm-hmm. And then we will be able to see, oh, this is how Jesus did. Okay, let's do that. Oh, this is how Jesus healed the people. Oh, this is how you do. Like about abundant sharing, how it is to be done. It's there, so okay, we practice. Like in India, we have so many full-time ministers. Nepal, so many thousands and thousands of full-time ministers. In fact, God is giving job. Like, you know, God needs all men to be saved, so God needs many top executives. Yeah. So they are living really well. All these ministers, they began with nobody, but they were encouraged. Okay, you listen to God and do as God puts in your heart. Whatever God puts in your heart, you do that. Don't listen to the leaders. Don't listen to the leaders. You listen to God. And leaders who are listening to God, they will say the same thing to you. They will encourage you to listen to God. The true, genuine leader, spiritual man, leader, will always encourage his leaders or believers, okay, you walk by the Spirit. Not walk by what I say, but you walk by the Spirit. And give them freedom, no control. Give them freedom wherever they want to abundant share, sow the seed. Don't tell them, you have to bring abundant share here. This is the rule. No, you are free to honor God wherever the field you are happy. Then the leader, whoever the leader, then he needs to watch out that whatever that he feeds must be good food. His restaurant food should be good food.
Right.
Otherwise, your believers will say later, oh, this food is not good. I'm gonna go to this another place, another leader. You know, it happens. So some leaders become carnal. Then what happens is they'll tend to be controlling then. Tell them what to do. So the spiritual ones in that fellowship, they recognize this something's not right. And also, see, this leaders, they also have their fellowships. And this one person may have like more than one fellowship, five fellowships. But this leaders became carnal. I don't know why. Maybe started seeing that money is coming. People are honoring God, and it's good that it comes to one who's serving. But eyes before was fixed to God. My God shall supply. two, when he begins to see, oh, this much money is coming every month from this fellowship, that fellowship, this fellowship, that fellowship, and eyes focus became other way.
Yeah.
Tell them what to do.